The first team offense and the first team defense played really well in the preseason, and the fans are salivating. Are they justified to be optimistic about this season?
I think they have reason to salivate about the offense. I mean, Aaron Rodgers may be only in his second year starting, but it's his fifth year really in the system practically. And a lot of these offensive players have been in Mike McCarthy's system for a couple of years, and they're very adept at it now, and it certainly showed in the preseason. Defensively, it's come together much faster than I and even many players anticipated. And talking to some of the players this week, they said they were surprised, but it goes back to the hard work they put into this, installing it in March through April, May, and the mini camps and organized team activities. They took it to the field in the preseason, executed very cleanly, but only a portion of the total defensive package, and now they're very excited to roll out the whole deal that Tom Capers has put together.
That's right. For those who may not know, the Packers switched their defensive formation over the offseason. They now have three down linemen and four linebackers, and that's a big switch for some of these players who are used to doing it the other way.
Aaron Kampman in particular always played with a hand on the ground. Now he's standing upright. His responsibilities have changed considerably. There are going to be times when he's going to be backpedaling and chasing tight ends or running backs in pass patterns rather than just unleashing toward the quarterback. But what the Packers like most about the 3-4 is they think they've got the athletes to handle this conversion. They think they'll be better equipped to deal with early down run stopping and then still versatile enough in the back end where the secondary last year intercepted a ton of passes, brought back several more for touchdowns. And with a blitz package and variety of blitzes that can be created from a 3-4 alignment, they just think it's going to be a much better fit for them.
The Packers are one of three teams that expect to have a good year this year, the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears, with whom they open up the regular season with Sunday night.
Suddenly, this NFC North division has turned into a real attention grabber, and I think part of it is because of the quarterbacks. We mentioned Rodgers and the success he had as a first-year starter. Now the Bears bring in Jay Cutler, the AFC's top passer last year as far as yards gained with over 4,500. You have the number one overall draft choice, Matthew Stafford, in Detroit, creating some excitement. And, of course, that guy in Minnesota, his name escapes me, but you know, he's a good one, no question. And Brett Favre certainly adding a lot of sizzle to the Twin Cities. And so this division is going to be a fun one to watch all the way through.
What is going to happen for the Packers to play well and get into the playoffs? What's the key?
I think they've got to finish games better on both sides of the ball, particularly on defense. For all the production they had offensively last year, they got themselves into position in a couple of games late to win and couldn't do it. The last 6-7 minutes of games are when most are decided in the NFL. Packers have got to be a lot better in that regard if they stay healthy. I think the Packers certainly are playoff caliber and talent, and I think they can get it done. I think that should be their expectation every year, and I think they have a real opportunity here in 2009 to bounce back from that 6-10 season of a year ago.
Mark Daniels, thanks for being with us.
Sure.